Well, welcome to the online service, and we're grateful that you're there. And this is the welcome and announcement segments. And we are grateful that we're able to provide this service to you all. And I know some of you get them, and some of you don't want to get them. And we're trying to update and be the best use of our resources. So if you are getting the online service and you don't want it, just respond an email to Phil. Or if you do want it, let him know that too. We're just trying to make sure that we're able to get the information that we need to get to the right people. And so we thank you for that. And thank you. If you are some that want to be dropped off, thank you for listening for this last year and a half. It's been a blessing, and we thank you for that. Also, just wanted to give you an update on our COVID policy. If you look at the website and you click on the part up there where it says bulletin and insert and photos, if you click on that, you'll be able to go to the updated version. And the reason why I say updated version, because now with this Delta variant, you know, we had to look at our procedures and policies a little different and analyze them to make sure that we're up and we're trying to make it safe for people that are coming and to be comfortable coming. Now, our district superintendent, Wayne Wyatt, he is also the senior pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church. So we have a good insight. He's the DS, and he's the senior pastor at Trinity, and we have a good relationship with Trinity. And I wanted to share with you what Trinity had sent out yesterday, I guess. I'm recording this on Friday. And it said, this is a statement of our COVID leadership team sent out to the congregation of Trinity United Methodist Church in Tallahassee. And said, also feel free to use this as you need helpful languages, maybe for your own congregation. And we at Bethel are gleaming from it. And Phil did an awesome job on the update, which you can find on the website. He says, the Florida Conference has advised us to follow the new CDC guidelines related to limiting the spread of COVID-19 variant. He said, you may or may not be aware that as of Friday, which is last week, not today Friday, but last week, Leon County reported 1,517 new cases of COVID with a 7-day average of 217. Now, if you've been watching the news, you know there's been some cases. The good news is that Leon County has reported no deaths in the last 2 weeks. Now, this was put out last Friday, so I'm not sure if there had been any deaths this week. But these are the new infections, and they're alarming. So we are all ready, and we are too, but the youth hasn't been in church or doing different things for quite a while now. But they say that we're requiring masks for adults who are working with children in our buildings. And then this Sunday, which is August the 8th, will require masks for everyone entering our facility until the number of infections in Leon County has drastically decreased. Got my tongue tied. So just wanted to let you know about that. We try to stay on top of it, and of course things change. Oh my, things change daily, hourly, and weekly. So we'll try to keep you up to speed on what's going on pertaining to Bethel United Methodist Church. And certainly you can call me on my cell phone at 850-591-9785 or Phil 850-570-0354 or send us an email. Love to hear from you. Don't know if there's any birthdays this week, but you know we like to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Same with anniversaries, you know. Anniversaries are special. Could be a job anniversary. Could be a wedding anniversary. Any kind of anniversary that is special to you that comes around once a year, we sing happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. And I want to leave you with a word of Scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, New Living Translation. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Have a blessed day.